boxing tops your sports reported this evening.
Yeah, let's begin with boxing. Undefeated American star Floyd Mayweather goes for his 47th victory in a row Saturday night when he takes on Argentina's Marcos Maidana in a world welterweight title rematch in Las Vegas, Nevada. When the two met May 3rd at the same MGM Grand Hotel and Casino in Vegas, Mayweather scored a 12-round majority decision. I asked our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moueta, will Mayweather fight differently this time around?
Oh, Sonny, he has no choice. He must go in there this time and box, really. He must go in there and stay off the ropes, keep the distance between him and Maidana. There's really no need for him to take punishment and prove to the fans that he's a big puncher and all that. There's really no need for that. The first fight was a macho fight, whereby he proved to the fans that, yes, I can take a punch, it was bloody. Whereas the second fight, he will adjust and make it a very, very easy fight.
I know I'm knocking at the door. I know I'm almost 40, but I'm still going strong. I still feel good, and I want to go out there and perform and look well and give you guys what you want to see. The first fight was very, very interesting, and hopefully this fight, this time around, this fight is a lot more exciting. He's always in tip-top shape, and do we deserve a rematch? Absolutely. You know, I commend him. I commend his team.
He can adjust easily. Maidana would just have this one-dimensional style of just coming, trying to knock your heads off.
Let's look ahead to November, Namdi.
I'm Manny Pacquiao, the fighter from the Philippines.
Pac-Man against Chris Algieri, undefeated American, former kickboxing champion. Do you give Algieri any chance against Pac-Man?
No, really, because seriously, Sonny, he's a kickboxer, Sonny. And it's a meaningless fight, really. Manny Pacquiao should not really be fighting a guy like that. And you expect the fans to pay $700 to see this fight, and this fight is happening in Macau. Easy fight for Manny Pacquiao. Algieri is not a puncher. He will stand in there and fight, and Manny Pacquiao will knock him out, and he will look good.
Looking ahead to December, Namdi, Joshua Clote from Ghana. I haven't heard that name mentioned in a while. Looks like he'll be fighting one of the Mexican stars.
Sonny, that's a big one. I mean, this is the kind of fight I love for my African brothers, because not only the fight, you're going to the bank, you know. You're fighting Canelo, who's the biggest Mexican star. This fight, Joshua Clotto could walk away with more than $2.5 million in the bank, you know. And he even stands a chance of roughing up Canelo and even beating Canelo. So it's a very good fight for Joshua Clotto, and I think this fight will really put him back on the map.
Finally, Namdi, speaking of being on the map, some Chinese heavyweights are on the map these days. And you've got your hands in the ring, so to speak, with one of those heavyweights. Talk about that.
Sonny, it's nice to be back in the game, you know, to be back in with the heavyweights. I have Taishan, who I'm part of the team, and they call him the Great Wall of China. He's 7 foot at 300 pounds, and he can punch, you know. In the last fight, in the first fight in San Francisco, he knocked the guy out with a jab. So we're really interested to see him go out, stay busy. And he's signed with the best promoter in the world, in Oscar De La Hoya. So we hope De La Hoya will keep him very busy.
Thanks, Namdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moueta. Namdi talks about how it's nice to be back in with the heavyweights. Two Nigerian heavyweights, Latif Power Coyote and former WBC champion Samuel Peter, are in the news. First, Coyote. He suffered his first professional loss Thursday night, and he suffered it quickly. Coyote lost to Cuba's Luis, the real King Kong Ortiz, who beat the Nigerian by first-round technical knockout in their WBA interim world heavyweight title bout in Las Vegas. Ortiz knocked Coyote to the canvas, and referee Robert Byrd stopped the bout after the Cuban landed a barrage of unanswered punches just before the bell. Coyote complained afterwards that the referee should not have stopped the fight, but the decision stands, VOA boxing fans. Latif Power Coyote now has a pro record of 20 wins and one loss, while the unbeaten Luis Ortiz recorded his 22nd straight victory. Meanwhile, Samuel Peter is getting ready for his first fight in more than 3 years. The 34-year-old Peter, who held the WBC title briefly in 2008 before losing it to Vitaly Klitschko, will take on American Ron Aubrey in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, in an 8-round bout. In Peter's words, "I'm happy to be back in boxing."
Galala. Great show, bro.
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
Voice of America, VOA, Washington.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Just ahead, VOA's Downtown Brown will have our English Premier League football question of the week.
Hey, this is VOA's Downtown Brown, and we're giving a special shout-out to Ibrahim Nabusi from Lagos, Nigeria, on having the top comment on Question of the Week, which was, do you think Ivory Coast Man City star Yaya Toure will score his first goal of the season against Arsenal? He wrote, he's a great player anytime, any day, but facing an Arsenal side with the likes of Danny Welbeck and Alex Sanchez, he can help his team to defend and avoid defeat. He can only provide an assist if given the chance. We had a lot of people who said no, like Olinka Isola from Nigeria, Joshua Glaboon from Liberia, and Augustine Obuma from United Kingdom. We had a lot of people that said Yaya Toure will score his first goal against Arsenal, like Muhammad Adam from Nigeria, Abu Samuel from Nigeria, and Samuel Chialoa from Benin. And there were plenty of more that also responded to the question of the week. So here are some of the pros and cons for Yaya Toure to score his first goal against Arsenal. Pros: if Yaya plays on the attack side more than the defensive side, I can see him getting a goal, but no assist. If Arsenal's midfield plays outstanding and their defense is above par, I can't see him getting anything unless if it's a set piece or a corner kick. And since Arsenal lost a well amount of good defenders, he might have a chance. Moving on to the game. The game is on Saturday 13th. Check your local listings for the time. Next, we're going to talk about Arsenal injuries. Aaron Ramsey just had a minor ankle injury and will sit out for Saturday's game. Oliver Gerrard is still out with a broken tibia. And coming off the injury list are Karen Gibbs, Mikel Arteta, David Ospina, and Mesut Ozil. And all of them are available to play on Saturday's game against Man City. Moving on to Man City's injuries, Steven Jovetic recently injured his hamstring and will sit out Saturday's game. And also, we'll keep you up to date on all recent injuries. Follow us at facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Arsenal transfer news: Danny Welbeck's first game will be this Saturday against Man City. Man City transfer news: Sagna and Mangala are new defensive additions to Man City. Fernando and Frank Lampard, who is coming back from English Premier League. Follow us at facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Thank you for listening. And please make sure you leave your comments for next Tuesday when we do another question of the week. Stay tuned. I'm VOA's Downtown Brown. And that's the sunny side of sports.
The FIBA Basketball World Cup is continuing this evening in Madrid, Spain, where France will play Serbia in the second semifinal. The French are the reigning European champions, and by reaching the Final Four, they've matched their best previous performance at the World Championship Basketball Tournament, which came way back in 1954 when they finished in fourth place. The Serbians have a proud history in international basketball. As part of the former Yugoslavia, they won 5 world titles, as well as an Olympic gold medal in 1980. The winner of the France-Serbia game will play the defending world and Olympic champion USA in Sunday's final in Madrid. I'll tell you how the Americans got there. But first, this important message from a Congolese basketball great.
This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
You need to get to the net, thanks to Dikembe. The United States advanced to Sunday's final at the FIBA Basketball World Cup with a 96-68 victory over Lithuania in Barcelona, Spain. Cleveland Cavaliers guard Kyrie Irving led the Americans with a game-high 18 points. The defending world and Olympic champions also got a big third quarter from Irving's partner in the backcourt, Houston Rockets guard James Harden. Yes, I think it's safe to say the Rockets star exploded in the third quarter when he scored all of his 16 points. Klay Thompson of the NBA's Golden State Warriors Club also scored 16 points for the USA against the Lithuanians. Now, another key player for the USA during the FIBA Basketball World Cup has been New Orleans Pelicans center Anthony Davis. Both he and Harden were also members of the USA's 2012 Olympic gold medal winning team in London. Go USA! Bring us back the gold medal on Sunday. Yes, I'm part